Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Welcome back.
So, guys, please do subscribe all three channels, Evolutionary, also over on eArts. Oh, there we go. Where are we? Oh, searching through some of the recent uploads. As we have hit 19,000 subscribers, yay!
Hooray!
And Hearts Home, we're at 1,230,000.
Awesome.
So, what we want to talk about is banishing rituals and getting rid of dark entities, because the reality is the more that you wake up, the more that you clear yourself, the brighter your light shines, the more dark entities are going to come and try to parasitically attach and leech off of you. Mm-hmm.
And you might not always be able to just, you know, get an appointment with us really quickly, or we might be booked 2 weeks out or something, but we really wanted people to have a resource, a go-to right away. And what we can do is we can create that resource, we can create that go-to, but a lot of this also lies on you too, you know, your responsibility in keeping yourself clean, because a lot of times we can get rid of the entity, but if behaviors don't change in your journey, the entities can come right back on. So it's just kind of this constant making yourself better, rising up and up and up above the fray. It definitely takes effort, but boy, is it worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, there are many things that open doorways. You might have heard of using Ouija boards. Don't use Ouija boards, you're opening doorways. But when has your doctor said, oh, well, here, take this, go get it filled out at CVS, but be aware, it may open doorways to demonic entities.
Drop dead Fred.
Yeah, I mean, because that is the reality. That is the reality. And, you know, while you might be terrified of touching a Ouija board, or maybe some people even terrified of tarot cards, or even meditating or yoga, they're perfectly okay with going, you know, and getting a script for, you know, Paxil, or gosh, it could go on and on, Xanax, and we could talk about all these different things that are perfectly legal, that get prescribed all day long. But you know what? Those are doorways that are being opened that are enabling dark entities to come and latch onto you just like ticks and leeches.
Mm-hmm. And notice the duality of this situation. We are on this end of things saying that, you know, yoga is better, meditation is better, raising your vibration is better. But you see the pharma end of things, they're saying, well, just take this pill, you know, things will get better. And this is the splitting of the energies, because some of you are going to say, hey, I want to be in control of what happens. I want to be in control of raising my vibration and not leave it to another entity to decide for me. And I think that's where it's at. It's like taking control of your future.
Absolutely. You know, and we have had clients, because we have had clients that have, you know, been on these type of things and haven't been able to get off these type of things, and then are constantly having issues. And sure, we can go ahead and do a banishing ritual and get rid of them, and they're going to just wait. You know, they're just, you know, opportunistic scavengers. Just like you go outside, you shoo away a raccoon. The raccoon's coming back at 3 a.m. when you go to sleep. And it's going to go rummaging through your garbage and go back to doing what it did. This is the same thing. We can go ahead and do a banishing ritual and banish these energies and entities. And then the next day, you know, you get in a bad mood. You pop a, you know, P-I-L-L. And there you go. You're back to square one. You know, so there's some people that, you know, we will not work on if their situation doesn't change after a while. We've had a few people that we've had to just say, hey, you know, I think it's time we need to separate, because, you know, until something is changed on a certain end, you're just going to keep running into the same things. You got to change your ways, and you have to prioritize that in many cases. And yeah, it does take time to get off of certain things. But again, there's many self-destructive habits out there, some legal, some not legal. you know, it's up to you. It really, really is. And in these times, I've shared with you guys, like, I used to enjoy a glass of wine or a good craft beer. But because of the way these times are, it's like you have to be so vigilant and on guard, and, you know, haven't had a single beer or a single glass of wine in just about a year now. Just because I know that you can't let your guard down in these times. You really cannot let your guard down in these times. Truly, it is like that biblical phrase where it says, "Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil comes with great wrath, knowing his time is short," because so many of us are poised to rise up and out of the reach of these parasitic ticks and leeches, because that's what they are. They're parasites. The leadership of this planet, they're parasites, literally. Bottom-feeding, bottom-dwelling parasites that really should be pitied, because they're pretty pathetic when you get down to it.
You know, and can I just say something about that too? You know, the pity, feeling sorry for them, is very legitimate, because parasites have a desire and a purpose. You know, there is a purpose for them, and they really can't help what they do. They really can't, you know, any more than a dog can help wag their tail. It's like they're being a dog, and these parasites, they're being parasitic. So looking at it from a non-emotional point of view, it's up to us to make the changes, whatever that looks like.
Yeah. So, you know, as it says biblically, gird your loins. In other words, you know, you're going to have to make your priorities. Keep your vibes high as much as you can. You know, with us, we are trying to cover everything happening so we can warn those that are just waking up to everything going on in the world. At the same time, we're trying not to be in the world by doing our own spiritual practice every single day, multiple times a day. It's our way of life. So, you know, you'll find sage all over our house, and we're always burning sage. It does clear the area. It doesn't clear it permanently. They may be back in a few hours. And if we are seeing six people in a day, yeah, we're basically saging in between each appointment that we have to clear the air again, clear the frequency. So I wanted to share with you the banishing ritual of the pentagram, which is a ritual that comes from the Golden Dawn. That was a group that had some very, very famous members in it. That's well over 100 years old. And the ritual is traditionally Judeo-Christian. What we're going to do is just do an abbreviated version and give you an optional version. Because again, it's really all about your intent. It's about connecting to your higher self, your guides, your angels that are there to help you, and recognizing the source that lies within. So when we do a pentagram, this is a banishing pentagram. When you start at the lower left, come up to center, come down to the bottom right, come over to the left shoulder, over to the right shoulder, back to the starting point. What I do is I grab the sage that's burning and smoking, and first I go and I face the east, and I draw this pentagram, and then I visualize the Archangel Raphael, and I'll say before me, Raphael. And I'll visualize the Archangel Raphael coming and standing before me. Your intent is very, very powerful. The archangels are extremely powerful. These beings are not owned by the Judeo-Christian tradition. They are not even owned by this particular universe, as they work in other universes as well. So these are big, big, powerful forces. And then from the east, what I will do is turn to the south and draw that pentagram again, and then visualize the Archangel Michael and say before me, Michael. And again, you could vibrate out the words, because when you vibrate and resonate, you're setting an energy pattern out. And then I'll turn to the west and I'll say before me, Gabriel, for the Archangel Gabriel. And then turn to the north and then say before me, Uriel, for the Archangel Uriel. And then come back to the east and visualize all four of them around me, creating a protective circle a protective bubble all around me, the room, the entire property. So I'll see all of the property encased in this bubble. And again, reiterate, before me, Raphael, behind me, Gabriel, to the right, Mikhail, to the left, Uriel, all about me flames the pentagram. And when I say that, then I visualize the pentagram pushing outwards. And I will visualize dark energies being forced farther and farther away. And then I'll visualize a column of crystalline white light that comes from the heavens above me, comes from source. You can visualize it coming from infinity, comes through you, anchors into the earth, and then visualize a six-pointed star within you, you know, like the Star of David. That actually represents your Merkaba. And the Merkaba is that which allows us to travel into 5D and above. So we can go anywhere when our Merkaba is activated. So what you're also doing is activating the energy body. And of course, the pentagram, the five-pointed star, represents the elements. When it's done in this manner, you know, you have the ether principle above the four elements of earth, air, fire, and water. So in effect, it's spirit ruling the other elements. And so, you know, the archangels are basically rulers of the elements. They are part of what makes the manifestation of the universe possible. So you're calling on them. And what happens is, because we've had entities that we've banished before say to us when we start, when I started to do this, Cindy was in channeling mode and entity came through saying, no, please, no. Yeah, like they'll go. Because what happens is they are forcibly removed from the area.
Right. They're taken away, and forcibly means they're put in a place where they might not want to be. So once the entities understand what's happening, most of the time they just walk away because they don't want to be put in that virtual timeout. And that's what this does. We are going to be doing this for you guys. So please hang out for the clearing, because that's what this is about. It's to show you how to do it yourself. And we're going to do it for with you so that you have a clean energy and you can come back here and do it again. But it's really important mostly to take it into your own hands, because you are the one with the power. That's what we're here to do, is show you how powerful you are.
Absolutely. So you don't have to call on Yeshua. You don't have to call on anything if you are very, very strong and secure in your own higher self and can call on that energy. But again, what we're doing is we're creating this energetic bubble around us that pushes out anything that is dark. This is, and I'll share this link, this is the Lesser Banishing Ritual of the Pentagram that's written by Constantinos. This is probably 20, 25 years old or more now. But it's taken from the Golden Dawn. Now, I don't like doing this version of it anymore because, you know, I've come to realize that there's a lot of Anunnakian influence in this, you know, using some of the Hebrew terminology. So I do an abbreviated version, again, which we just shared, which is really just utilizing the energy of the pentagram with the four archangels. Now, if you are so inclined, because often I will do both that, and then I'll do a more Hindu version where I call on first Ganesha in front of me to the east, and then we can use Narayana or Vishnu to the south, Hanuman to the west, and we could use Durga to the north. So that's another one that I will do sometimes. I'll just do it, you know, depending on what feels like it's coming through. I think if I feel that the person, again, is more from the Abrahamic traditions, I'll just use the archangels just to have a more symbiotic resonance. Or if they are somebody that uses mantras regularly, I'll connect to the devas and utilize the devas. And then often I'll do both, because I would do it personally with both if it was just something in our place. Yeah, I will usually go through with the archangels first and then the devas. It's up to you, whatever resonates with you. So again, we'll go through and we'll use this ritual with the archangels, and Cindy's got everything right in front of us. Again, you can utilize the sage, you could utilize a crystal, but I like to utilize sage. Like if we're doing it together, Cindy might be utilizing the sage and I'll have a crystal in my hand, because the crystal can amplify the energy. And so what we'll do first too is we will ground and root ourselves, anchoring your foot chakras into the earth. And then I would visualize that clear white light coming down from source and going through you in a white column, anchoring you, heavens and earth, all the energies combined in you. So that's giving you, you know, your authority, so to speak, and connecting you to your higher self.
Right. And I just want to point out how important it is to do the star the right way, because you are pushing the entities out. If you do it the other way, you're calling them in. So that's just something that I find to be very important. I've had experience with people doing that wrong, but we're going to be doing this together. And I think it makes for a much stronger, more powerful cleansing, because the energies are balanced and moving things off of you guys. So give us, probably we'll be here for maybe five minutes or so. It doesn't take too long, but get comfortable and let's learn how to get rid of these parasites.
And you know, you can see in the traditional way of doing this, you start out with doing something that's called a Kabbalistic cross, and you know, it's basically doing the Our Father type thing and drawing down the energy in the pattern of a cross. But again, what I would do, because I feel more comfortable now doing things more through the Vedic way, the yogic way, is just simply do an Om. And so you can resonate an Om. Om. And Cindy's got the sage lit. And then you're going to use your hand, you could point your fingers, you could use the sage stick, or you could be holding a crystal. Again, starting at the lower left, come up to the top center, down to the lower right, over to the left shoulder, over to the right shoulder, back down to where you started, and then say, before me, Raphael. And visualize the Archangel Raphael again right in front of you. And then we're going to step 90 degrees and face the south. And we're going to do again this banishing pentagram, starting at the lower left, up top center, down to lower right, over to the left shoulder, over to the right shoulder, and then down to where you started. And then we're going to say, before me, Mikael. Or you could even just say Archangel Michael. And visualize him standing in front of you. And then we're going to turn 90 degrees. We're going to be doing this pentagram again. Again, starting lower left, top center, bottom right, left shoulder, right shoulder, back to center. And we're going to say, before me, Gabriel. Or before me, Archangel Gabriel. And then we're going to turn 90 degrees towards the north. We're going to do this again. Lower left, top center, lower right, left shoulder, right shoulder, back to the middle. And then we're going to say, before me, Uriel. Or before me, Archangel Uriel. and then we come back to the east and visualize yourself encased in this bubble of protective white light or protective golden light, and see the archangels surrounding you, lending their energy. Visualize those four pentagrams pushing outwards, clearing your property, your home, clearing the area of anything dark and negative, anything parasitic. And then you can just restate, before me Raphael, behind me Gabriel, to my right Michael, to my left Uriel, all about me flame the pentagram, and within the column, that column of white light that comes down, shines the six-rayed star. And again, that is part of your Merkaba. Now again, you can visualize this utilizing the Vedic deities as well. Totally up to you. It's just a matter of really what you are more comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. And by now, you know, really you should be feeling a lot lighter. And when I learned this, I had to go get like little cue cards, and I put them on the floor around me where they needed to go. And I just use those cue cards for as long as I needed to get this down, because it really helped me a lot. And every time I did it, it's like I could literally feel those parasites just fall off. I mean, it was the most incredible, amazing feeling. So yeah, this, you know, use this if you need in a pinch, this should help, and then learn it for yourself. And go on your day and have a really happy day, because the power is within us.
Absolutely. And repeat as often as you need to. You know, you might need to do it, you know, after food shopping, after coming home from work, etc. Multiple times, you could get this down to where you can do it in just a couple of minutes, and it'll be very, very effective.
You know, and I just really want to say, you know, whether you're someone who's on a journey for changing things, or, you know, you're someone who's on a journey and rising up in vibration, it matters not why you need this. It's just that if you need it, use it. Just use it and help your life get better, because we created Hearts Om to help raise a vibration. And I think this is definitely something that could help raise people's vibration. So come and use it whenever, and take really good care of yourself and be really good to yourself.
Absolutely. So thank you guys, as always, for your support on Patreon and Ko-Fi. We couldn't do it without you over there. Ko-Fi, again, you can do a one-time donation to support the channel, or you could do monthly just like on Patreon. You just simply click that monthly tab and change the number of coffees to what feels good, and then go ahead and it'll do it automatically. Do check out evolutionaryenergyarts.com as well to learn more about us, and you could reach us at evolutionaryenergyarts@gmail.com if you need to make an appointment. As always, guys, much love out there. God bless, and namaste.
Namaste.